Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. What does it mean to trust yourself? Inspired by a quote from Seth Godin's book, The Practice, Shipping Creative Work, I'm exploring what it means to trust yourself and how trust connects to your passion. For most of my business, I found it easier to trust someone else's interpretation of me rather than trust my thoughts, desires, and feelings. But as I consider what it means to trust myself and do the work connected to that trust, I see an interesting new path forward. To outsiders, it looks a lot like where I've been before, but to me, it feels so much different. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/516. It's powerful when you read a book and you come across a quote that just stops you in your tracks. And recently, I just started Seth Godin's latest book called The Practice, Shipping Creative Work, and this was the quote that just stopped me cold. Once you decide to trust yourself, you will have found your passion. Our passion is simply the work we've trusted ourselves to do. Wow, so much there. And while it might be hard to build an entire episode around just two simple sentences, I'm going to give it a shot because there's so much richness present in this quote. And it's fascinating because what Godin does is puts the pursuit of passion into perspective. So often the pursuit of passion is something outside of us, something that we need to do, something that we need to find, discover, or even create. But right out of the gate, I love that Seth first says that passion is really that decision to trust yourself. And it's not even the act of trust, but that decision to say, I'm going to trust myself. To say, you know what? I'm going to trust that I want to be creative, that maybe I want to be a filmmaker or a writer or a dishwasher or a welder or a truck driver or a podcaster. And as I think about the decision to trust versus the act of trust, I also think that there's something more interesting about trust, at least for me. And it comes down to the fact that I find it easier to trust someone else's interpretation of me than to trust my own thoughts, desires, and feelings. Let me give you an example. For the first 13 years of my business, I was constantly searching for an external trusted voice that could observe me, that could reach in within me, and pull out and reveal everything that was to know about myself. Maybe it was a father figure, a guide, a mentor, a wise sage. And there were key moments throughout my career where I got exactly what I was looking for. And when I was told by that trusted voice who I needed to be, I felt deep inside that they were wrong. And what they always said about me never aligned with what I knew about me. But I didn't trust myself. And it's so connected to the work that I avoided doing because not only did I not trust myself, but I struggled with the work that I trusted myself to do, like Godin's quote is saying. But an interesting thing has happened over the past 2 years, especially last year. I have made the continuous decision to trust myself over all of the other voices that I have enabled in the past to tell me who I am. and I've really stepped into what it means to trust myself. And there have been five key areas where that trust has really manifested itself in my life. The first one is just listening. Listening to the things that are going on inside. Not just inside my head, but really getting that intuitive sense of, what do I want to be working on? Where do I want to be challenged? Where do I want to be moving toward? Because generally, when I avoided those areas of listening to myself, that's where I needed that other voice to fill in the void of that knowledge. The second area of trusting myself really came from being able to question myself. And the more that I could question and not only feel like I needed to have an answer, but to just ask the question and let the answer come in its own time, was an example of trust. It's one thing to ask yourself a question, but without the pressure of answering it is a whole nother level of questioning yourself. What do I really want to do? What is my meaning in life? What is my purpose? How do I want to best relate to people, connect with people, serve, support people? How do I want to be remembered when I'm gone? Some of these are just difficult questions that you can never answer. But when you trust yourself, that pressure to answer those questions just kind of melts away because you trust that you will figure it out when you need to. Or that what you do is a result of the answer that fits best in that pursuit. The third area that I've discovered of trusting myself is trusting myself to challenge myself to grow, to push through the things that I need to learn or that I'm comfortable in. This one is very connected to this idea of what we trust ourselves to do. But if you never challenge yourself, I think it's because you don't trust yourself. That you don't trust that you can actually do it, or that you should be able to do it, or that you're allowed to do it. And so by trusting yourself, by challenging yourself to new things, new aspirations, new desires, means that you're listening, asking questions, and not wanting to stay where you are. And I think this leads to the fourth area of trusting yourself, which is to resolve to trust yourself. Resolving that you will change, resolving that you will challenge, resolving that you're questioning. And yes, this is very much tied to Godin's quote of making the decision to do something. And there's something to me more powerful when you resolve to do something. You're not just deciding to do it, but you are adamantly doing it. Resolve is such a powerful word to me. Because it's got motivation, it's got intent, and it's got a frequency or like a passion connected to it that's very, you're just resolved to going now. And the fifth area of trusting yourself is trusting yourself to change. It can be super easy, especially when you start building your skills up in the creative world, to never change. To stay stagnant, to stay in a blissful place of just enjoying what you've learned and what you've done and what you can do. But I think when you trust yourself, it's really this tension between challenging and changing. You don't want to change so much that you no longer recognize yourself, but you want to challenge yourself to that change that you need for that next level of your life. So if that's trusting yourself, now we get into the second part of Seth's quote about passion. Our passion is simply the work we've trusted ourselves to do. I think this part blows my mind in equal measure to the first part. And I love that he says that passion is not only the decision to trust ourselves, but the work we trust ourselves to do. I think there's a tremendous amount of courage required to go from the work other people trust us to do, like our clients, to the work we trust ourselves to do. And sometimes those align. But with creative work in general, more often than not, the work that cries out from the depths of our soul, the things that we need to bring to life, isn't currently paying the bills. So I want to explore just a few things on what it means for the work we trust ourselves to do. The first thing that I was thinking about was, you know, when we're doing work that we trust ourselves to do, in many ways, we are remembering all that we've done, everything that we've learned, reveling in who we've become, not to be stuck in the past, but to fuel our momentum moving forward. And that's something that I've really thought about because in a few areas of my creative pursuits, I've been stuck. And when I play back those memories, they keep me stuck instead of fueling that next step, that next learning opportunity, that next project. But the second thing that I started realizing is that as we move closer to our true self and our creative identity, the work that we no longer want to do is replaced by the work that we trust ourselves to do, because it's more in line with who we are and what we want. And that requires listening. But when we do the work we trust ourselves to do, the third thing that I've noticed is that that trust is really about saying yes to the work we want to say yes to, and no when we want to say no. There's an integrity and authenticity that shows up when we trust ourselves to do the work that we are passionate about. And fourth, when we push through the challenges and push through the plateaus, we can then trust ourselves to continue to work through challenges, yes, but hardships and failures and the things that tear us down, hold us back, and humiliate us. But here's the most interesting thing that I've really wrestled with when it comes to passion being connected to the work that we trust ourselves to do, is that when you trust yourself to do the work, you change your relationship to risk. If you don't trust yourself, you're not going to risk anything. You're going to do the work that is easy, that you know without a doubt that you can accomplish. But when you trust yourself, you're going to take more of a risk, take more of a chance, push yourself to go higher and further and farther than you could ever imagine, because you trust yourself and you want it. The interesting thing about this quote from Seth Godin is that none of it is easy. Trusting yourself isn't easy. Trusting yourself to do the work that you're passionate about isn't easy. And that alone is a reason trust gets pushed aside in favor of certainty and people-pleasing and doing the work that pays the bills. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.